Strong Men's Retreat 2025 was a powerful time of learning from the Bible what it means to be a man. In this message, listen in and learn from the Bible what it means to be strong.
John chapter 6, verse 33. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, saw the disciple Jesus and the disciples departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him, and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. And send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? He said unto them, How many loaves have ye? And go and see. When they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples and set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the 12 baskets, or took up 12 baskets of the fragments and of the fishes. And they did, and they that did eat the loaves were about 5,000 men. Father, would you bless our time together this morning? Would you use it this morning? For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. A couple of thoughts here, and then we'll just move. I have just a few thoughts here. Let me encourage you this morning in this way. We have to get to a place where we see people the way Jesus sees them.
Amen.
The Bible says here, he saw the multitude. He was moved with compassion. They were a sheep as without a shepherd. The disciples saw the crowd as a crowd of problems. And there's no way we can feed them. It's too big for us. It's an impossible task. Send them away that they can go and buy their own bread and feed themselves. The disciples just looked at it and they said, okay, I want to ignore the problem. I can't do it. So they have to do it themselves. And Jesus said, no, listen. Ye feed them. There's something you can do. There's something that you can be engaged in here. Jesus didn't see the crowd as a crowd of problems. He saw people in need. Yeah, hungry. 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes. We're not talking king salmon. We're not talking halibut that you pull up, 50 pounds. Even if it was that would have been a miracle.
That's right.
But we're talking 2 small fishes and 5 barley loaves. And Jesus saw the crowd, the mass of people, those that were in need. In your world, there's people that are in need.
Yeah.
At your workplace, at your home, in your church, in your community, there's people that are in need. And God has called you here. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and I'll echo what Brother Anthony said last night, if you don't know Christ, you need to know Christ. You need salvation. But if you are saved here, God has called you to step up, to lead your families, to do something about the need that is in the world. He's called you to do that. And you can say, nope, it's impossible. There's no way. Let someone else worry about it. Let the pastoral staff worry about it. Let the government worry. I mean, they're doing a good job. Let them worry about it. And God says, God would say, hey, listen, no, no, no. If you're here this morning, you do it.
Yeah.
I can't. You idiot, you can.
Right.
Okay, I had to use that word because that's what your pastor says all the time.
Good. Yeah.
I do not.
You do too. I've heard you say it more this week than I've ever heard you say it.
Are you preaching?
Maybe it's because you're spending time with Anthony this week or something. Maybe that's why. No, this is the thing. This is the thing. Sometimes we're our worst enemies, right? The man in the mirror, the one that hinders us from doing what God wants us to do. We have a desire. We want to do something, but I can't do it. 5,000 people? You want me to feed 5,000 people? Okay, 12 disciples. If all this pastors get up here, okay, now you do it. We look at that and go, there's no way we can do that. But no, no, but God told them to. If God tells you to do something, He'll enable you to do that. He'll give you the help to do that. He's called you to lead your families, to be a testimony, to serve in your local church, to be a witness, to tell others about Christ. We talk about sin, and we've done that through the years, and Brother Anthony did a great job last night minding the gap and just stop doing some of that stuff. But we have to get to a place, and that's good, and that's good. I do that all the time. But we, in light of this sermon here today, we have to get past some of that and start doing what God's told us to do. And people need it. We can sing the old song that we'd sing in the 80s and 90s. People need the Lord. Don't make me sing that here.
Yeah. All right.
But people do need the Lord.
Yes.
And they need something. And the thing is, the people in your world don't even know what they need.
Right.
They're looking for it in drugs. They're looking for it in entertainment, in the wrong relationships. We can preach that. But God here has told them to do something about it. Ye give them to eat, or give ye them to eat. We look at our natural ability and we go, Fergus Tunnell's a fixer. You give me a problem, I can fix your problem. I'll do everything. I can look at it. I'll figure it out. I'll absorb your problem and make it my problem until we can make it fixed. But there's things that God places in our lives sometimes that we can't fix. That only He can. And I've in my journey that I've been on, I can figure it out. I can make it work out. I can do it, but I'm into a season now of my life that I'm looking at going, yeah, I have no idea.
Amen.
I have no idea. And that's with the children's home, but really what that's allowed me to realize is because the children's home's so big and everything else, I had false confidence for many years of my life. I can do it. I can live the Christian life. I can pastor a church. I can witness. I got it. I can make it work. I can get by. But because of what I've gone through in this last year, I'm now in a place of realizing, God, I can't do it. I can't lead my family. I can't lead my church. I can't do it. I don't have the ability to do it. I need help.
Yes.
I can't do it. And God here says, give ye them to eat. And we see the impossible task. We see that there's no way possible that we can do that. There's humanly no way we can do the things that we need to do. And when we get to that place, we realize where the answer really lies, or where the answer lies. It's in Jesus.
Right.
It's in Jesus.
So good.
Yeah. He simply told them, hey, go, what do you have to eat? Go and see. I believe it's John chapter 6, I think it is. And they said they found a lad with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So can I just throw this little nugget out? You can develop this later if you want to. God told them, give ye them to eat. And they didn't even do it. It was a boy that did it. The boy gave his lunch. Think about that. Just giving your lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. This is what I want to help us think this morning is, what do you have that God wants to use? 5 loaves and 2 fishes ain't much. It's a lunch. Are you saying that in your Christian life, or as a husband, or as a father, or as a Christian, are you saying, I don't have anything to give God? You do have something to give God. 5 loaves. 2 fishes. See, sometimes we think this. Sometimes we would look at the pastoral staff or those the missionaries that gave so much and sacrificed so much, and we look at that sometimes and say, there's no way I can do that. Listen, God's not asking you to do that. He may ask you to do that, but what He's asking you now is for your 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Yes.
Simple. Yeah, your time. The time to be in His Word, the time to love your children, the time to love your wife. Let me just say it this way, because I need to hasten here. We just need to trust God's command. His command, give ye then to eat. We look at that and say, no, impossible, there's no way, I can't do it. That's what the disciples were saying. The disciples saw the mass and they said, it's a problem, we can't handle it, send them away. And God says, no, this is your problem. There is a solution here. And this is the thing. You think the solution lies in yourself, but the solution lies in me, Jesus would be saying. Give them to eat. One person said it this way, the disciples focused on their lack. We can't do it. You and I, we focus on the lack of our lives. Well, if I could control my passions, if I could control my anger, if I could do this, I could do this, then I would be able to do that. And sometimes we look at our lives and we are lacking. No, we are. Let's be honest with ourselves. We don't have it. Sometimes we don't have it together the way that we should have it together with our families, with our church, with the personal struggles in our life. He didn't ask them to solve the problem in their own strength, but to trust and obey Him. Give ye them to eat. And someone said, oh, wait. He told them to do it. How's that asking Him or asking them to trust Him? Give ye them to eat. What do you have? Go and see. Okay, go and see. They went and saw 5 loaves, 2 fishes. They brought it back to Jesus. Then He said, okay, now have everybody sit down in companies of 50s and 100s. And there's some order to what God, there's always order when God does stuff. If you say, I live a life of chaos, God's not in order. God's not a order. God's not a God of chaos. He's a God of order. And then he we'll get to it. He took the meager means and thank God, blessed it, and then we see the multiplication. Then He had them pass them out. They're just simple steps of obedience that they had to do. Just obey Him. He's not asking you this morning or when you go home this week. He's not asking you for your ability. He's asking you for your availability.
Yes, sir.
Are you available to God? Are you available for your family, your girls, your daughters, your sons? Are you available to them? What's the impossible task that God's calling you to do? He is calling you to do something. God's calling you to be a better husband. Well, if you're married to my wife, there's no way. No, that's what we say. It's an impossible task sometimes. God's called you to be a soul winner, to share your faith. Well, if you work in my environment, there's no way. It's impossible. I can't do that. Do you know my kids? You know the struggle of the society in which we're living today? What's the impossible task that God's calling you to do? Maybe it's just simply trusting God with your finances and begin tithing. I'm talking about, one of the very basic things of trusting God with a dime out of every dollar.
Right. Yeah.
And you can't even do that. Yeah. And if you can't trust God with a dime out of every dollar, how are you going to trust God with your marriage?
Amen.
Or your life? We struggle and we go, well, that's Old Testament. Okay. Sell everything and give it all to Him in the New Testament. Yeah, that tithing sounds pretty good now. But this is the thing. We don't because we like it. We want it. I have to have my little Starbucks coffee, or I have to have my internet, or I have to have the latest phone 17. Or I have to have the, and sometimes it, we get to a place, we use God's money to do stuff for us that we need to be given back to Him. And now we haven't, that's just tithe, that's not even missions. And that's not even other things that God's called us to do. Listen, God calls us to step out in faith and to trust Him. And one of the very, we ask Christ to save us, and we can okay, I believe Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again the third day. I believe He's in my Father's house or many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive Him to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm the way, the truth, and life. We can look all that. Okay, we can have that. We can receive Him as our personal Savior, but you can't trust Him with a dime?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so we need to step out in faith. This is something. Bring what you have and give it to Jesus.
Yes. So good.
And it's not financial. That's not what the message is. It's not a financial thing. It's a practical thing. You have something to give.
Amen.
You have value. You have stuff in your life. God's given you gifts, and God's given you possessions in your life that you can give to you. What do you have? He told the disciples, what do you go and see? What do we have here? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And sometimes they would look at that and say, what's that among so many? What's that going to do? Well, there's no way God can use what I have. Listen, that's a lie from the devil. God will use what you have if you give it to Him.
Amen.
You just surrender it to Him. If you give it to Him, He will use that. But we see the little. And we think it's insignificant. There's no value to it. It's only 5 loaves. It's only 2 fishes. It's only a Big Mac meal. Right. We're looking at caught. We're looking at so if we look at something, sometimes we go, well, I need to give God, I need to serve, I need to do that. But there's things when we're serving the Lord. If you've been saved for one day, you have something that Lord wants to use.
Yes. So good.
He wants to use that, but we limit God sometimes because we keep the sack lunch for ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Disciples went and found a lad with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They were hungry. You know what you would have done? You would have ate the 5 loaves and 2 fishes on the way to Jesus. And then we would have got there and said, yeah, we didn't find anything.
Come on.
Yeah. You may feel inadequate to be the husband that God wants you to be. You may feel inadequate to be the father that you want to be. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a Christian, but I can't. I'm inadequate. You may feel that inadequate. You may struggle to lead spiritually in your home. You may find yourselves to a place that, well, my wife, that's what she does. She's the spiritual leader. Listen, if your wife is a spiritual leader in your home, you have things upside down.
That's right.
And the reason you struggle is because you're not obeying God.
That's right.
And you're not doing what God's called you to do.
Right.
Trust God. Trust the command. Follow Him and do what He would call you to do. The disciples, they saw their limitations. Jesus saw His sufficiency.
Wow.
He is enough. Listen, Jesus is enough. The commands that He gives to us as He directs us in our lives, it's what we but yet we look at that and say, okay, Christ is sufficient, okay, sufficient for salvation, but is He really sufficient to help me to put up with my 5-year-old daughter or son or 16? And I'll just lob this out here. If you're not controlling them when they're 5, when they get to be 16, you have a bigger problem.
Sir.
No. Jesus just says this to them, what do you have? Go and see. What's implied here is bring it to me. Whatever you find, bring it to me. Jesus took the little that they had, He blessed it, and He multiplied it. God can't use what I have. God can use.
Amen.
what you have. God will not only use what you have, He will multiply what you have. We see that in the story. The story of the miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. He took these five loaves and these two fishes. He fed 12 to 15,000 people with it, and there was 12 baskets left over. We see the miracle, and it boils down to this. He's just asking, what do you have? Can I say it this way? What do you have that He can use? What do you have that you're willing to give Him? What do you want to see God bless in your life? He blessed it. He multiplied. He's not asking for perfection. None of us are perfect. Now, your pastor may say he is, but there's nobody here that's perfect. No, you think I'm talking about you? I said your pastor. There's other pastors here. He only thinks about himself. No, listen, no one's perfect. And we say that. And we'll say that in churches. Hey, everybody's welcome. Hey, look around here. There's nobody perfect around here, but there's a lot of people that think they're perfect. But we have to sound right. And oh, yeah, nobody's perfect. I'm trusting the Lord. But we're not really trusting the Lord with the five loaves and two fishes. We can't trust Him with the five loaves and two fishes. How can we trust Him with every other area of our life? Not asking for perfection. He's asking for surrender. Are you surrendered to Him? Well, you know, I'm saving this for the rainy day. Because you don't know what it's going to happen when everything falls apart. I'm just banking for the future. I'm doing that. No, He's just asking you for surrender. Bring me the lunch. Bring me the five loaves, the two fishes. Bring me your time. Bring me your talents. Bring me your treasures. We could look at all that. Let me just say this. You are the backbone of your family.
Amen.
If you're here today, you are the backbone of your church. God wants to use you. You have gifts. You have abilities that God wants to use. I can't reach San Diego. I can't reach 400,000 children in the foster care system. I can't reach the ones on my ship. I can't reach all the ones on my base. I can't do that. He's not asking you to do that. He's asking you for your five loaves and your two fishes. And then let's see what God will do with it. He has a history of being faithful. He has a history of taking the impossible and making it possible. He has a history of taking your life, changing you and making you better, but yet we look at things sometimes and we go, yeah, that's good for it. No, I'm talking everyday life where the rubber meets the road. Are you willing to surrender to the Lord? Five loaves and two fishes. What do you have to offer?
Not much.
Now, that may be true for someone, but not for you. You have something. I don't know what it is, but you do. That you're hanging on to. Maybe it's a few hours in the evening. Instead of being on the computer, you're spending time developing a relationship with your wife or your children. You're praying, you're studying the Word of God, you're teaching in a small group, you're being a blessing around the church, you're doing what God would have you to do. When we trust the Lord, He just doesn't meet the need. He overflows it with the blessings of God. Five loaves, two fishes ain't much food. We understand that. But 12 to 15,000 people it fed with leftovers? I don't even like leftovers. But God blesses. Simple question. What do you have to give to God? Just give it to him. And then trust him with it.
Thank you for listening. Hear more messages anytime at CanyonRidgeBaptist.com. If you're in the San Diego area, please join us for a service. We meet on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 5 o'clock p.m. We look forward to seeing you.